Good evening, family. I don't know why, but every time, this is my fourth time coming up here, and I still get nervous like I just first did it. I don't know why. Thank you. First, I want to thank God for allowing me another day and another chance to get things right. Thank you for his son, Jesus. Thank you to my family that supported me, and of course, thank you to my church family for hearing me out. But with all that said, my topic tonight is on forgiveness. One of the greatest things that is seen in the Bible from beginning to end is the theme of forgiveness. God has chosen to forgive those who humbly come to him in faith and trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Many of the Old Testament stories are written to help us understand the concept of forgiveness to one another and how God forgives us. The New Testament is filled with stories of people who have changed lives because of God's forgiveness. There are many examples of how we should live today in light of God's forgiveness in our lives. So first we're going to start out with what is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the act of pardoning an offender. The Greek word translated forgiveness literally means to let go. That definition is technically correct, but the forgiveness that we as Christians need to grasp is the forgiveness that is rooted in unconditional love, which is God. The inspiration, I like to talk about stuff that I've learned and, well, stuff that I've been through and learned from and grew from. And one of the biggest recent events that happened is I couldn't let go of something. It was hard for me to forgive somebody. It started off with a loved one. I felt like I was doing so much and going out of my way to help them, and it felt like they would just spit back in my face. Not literally. Not even fully acknowledge what I was doing. And this went on so long until it brought me to my boiling point. I ended up telling them how I felt and said some things that I shouldn't have. But I have a big heart, and my conscience pricks me a lot. It bothered me so bad that my body language changed so much you could just tell something was wrong with my face. My dad always tells me that. I can tell what's wrong with you, my son. So my dad, being my best friend, pulled me aside and asked me what was wrong. I told him, and I kept trying to defend and justify my actions, and I ended up saying, I don't even want to deal with the person anymore. That's how bad it affected me. That's when my dad stopped me and said, now, son, remember, you're a Christian. That's not Christian-like. I knew he was right, but I didn't exactly know how I would apply this to my situation. You know, you being mad, you don't want to really hear nothing. You're just like, well, my way of thinking is right, and nothing else really matters. So the real question is, how is a Christian supposed to forgive? What's the right way to forgive someone? So if you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. And I'm going to read all the way down to 35 because it's a very important lesson. And say amen when you got it, please. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant fell down, worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. See the irony in that? And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion for thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. Jesus tells Peter to forgive 70 times 7, which from a feeble and narrow mind sounds kind of crazy. It's like, what? There's a certain number I have to forgive somebody? But Jesus meant that there is no limit to forgiveness. And as we kept reading, our Lord gave us a parable of what the kingdom of heaven is like. The king, which represents God, forgave a servant, which is us, for his huge debt. He pleaded and pleaded for forgiveness, and it was granted. But when the servant is in the same situation with another servant that owes him, he doesn't forgive him and punishes the servant. The king hears about this and asks him why he didn't forgive him as the king forgave the first servant and gave him to the tormentors, which can represent hell. As my dad says, isn't it good how God doesn't treat us how we treat him or anybody else? This parable is more important than you think, because as Christians, we need to radiate the love and mercy God gives us and do the same to the world. The same way the king judged the servant is the same way he will judge us if we don't abide to his word. Me personally, when judgment day comes and God asks me, what did I do? I want to make sure I cover my obligation and what I had to do as a Christian. And that means spreading the word and always coming to people, everybody humbly, standing up for what's right and just living a godly life. So is it possible to forgive by ourselves? No. But with Christ, all things are possible. 2 Corinthians 5:17 states, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I just really felt that this topic was important because it's something I need to work on myself, but also something we as Christians need to know, because forgiveness just gets thrown around loose with no genuine love behind it. If you really forgive someone, you don't need to treat them any different than how you were before. Just like God let it go, we need to let it go as well. So in conclusion, we need to really think about if we're taking this Christian thing seriously. I'm not chastising or condemning, just encouraging. I love you all, and if anyone has a need tonight, please come as we stand and sing our invitation song.